Penguin Random House Audio presents The Upside of Inequality: How Good Intentions Undermine the Middle Class by Edward Conard. Read for you by Rick Adamson. Introduction. I wrote Unintended Consequences in 2012 because I was concerned that in the aftermath of the financial crisis, misguided economic policy would lead to slower than necessary growth. The financial crisis had called the value of free enterprise into question in the mind of the public, and I wanted to set the record straight. The U.S. economy had grown robustly for nearly two decades leading up to the financial crisis. But the U.S. economy ran enormous trade deficits with China, Germany, and Japan, economies with large surpluses of risk-averse savings. These economies used risk-averse savings to fund large trade surpluses that indirectly necessitated large increases in U.S. borrowing and lending, chiefly subprime mortgages, to maintain full employment. This expansion of credit destabilized U.S. banks. When real estate prices fell 30%, it sparked a panicked run on an inherently unstable banking system. Rather than diagnosing the problems properly, demagogues on the left and right claimed that ill-advised monetary policy, misguided regulation, and debt-fueled growth, fraudulently devised by reckless bankers, had created unsustainable prosperity. The public bought those views despite two decades of historic U.S. productivity growth that could only have been achieved with hard-earned investment, risk-taking,